It's been a tough, sad week for a lot of people. Spud affected a lot of people out there, but especially you, Joey, and the St Kilda teammates and former mates.
Yeah, we, a few of us, got together on Monday night when we heard the news, and I suppose it's like anything. You just want to be around each other. Yeah. I mean, there wasn't much to be said. There wasn't, you know, much to really do, but I just...
Who felt, was there? Well, I'd love to know. You know?
I felt the reason basically why I went is I just wanted to go and give Lowy and Harves and those just a hug. That was the only reason I popped down there. You know, all the guys that he played with, guys like Brett Bowie, Gordon Fode, Jason Cripps and Max Hudgston, Kenny Sheldon was there, and of course, Lowy.
Yep.
Lowy Burks and Berkey and Harves. And then there was a few, you know, from my era that obviously knew Spud and a couple of the current day players, because Spud has touched some current day players. He was an assistant coach for 5 years, and I mean St Kilda, it's like a big family. I mean, we don't have the trophies in the cabinet at St Kilda, but what we have is we have each other, and we always have. And Spud really was the heart and soul of the footy club. You know, I never got to meet Trevor Barker, but clearly he was the heart and soul, you know, before that. And then Spud basically took that mantle, and he just connected the generations, and he really, I suppose, passed down the whole, you know, St Kilda motto of strength through loyalty. Yeah. And that was Spud to a T. And you know, even when you finish your football career as a player, you are Saints person forever.
Yep.
And Spud really epitomised that. He just couldn't, you could never get rid of him. He was always around the place, whether it was in an official capacity or not. And, you know, and guys like, you know, him and, as we said, Lowy and Berkey and Harves were, you know, that was sort of our father figures from my generation when we started. So it was more to support those guys and be around each other on Monday night. But obviously incredibly sad, and our thoughts go out to the family and also the wider St Kilda family, because as we said, he touched so many people, and we all know this. We've heard lots of lovely things said about him, but the St Kilda family have stuck pretty close together this week.
They have. He was the assistant coach, as you said.
He was at St Kilda, the official capacity, I think, from 2014 to 18. I reckon he was the sort of backline coach. He was on a part-time basis because obviously he had his media commitments, and he did a lot of work with the defenders, and he was one of those guys that he took it upon himself to cheer up the joint. Yeah. As we, you know, football clubs can get pretty serious and pretty heavy.
Very down.
He would always be the one that would liven it up and tell jokes, and a lot of the time he'd do it at inappropriate moments or when, you know, or we'd go over the top and we'd be like, Spud, settle down, we're trying to have a serious meeting here, and he, you know what he's like, he'd come in and try and crack gags and be over the top. But we needed someone like that, particularly this younger playing group that are a bit more introverted as they go on, and Spud has been enormous for that club, and he's just so funny. And the one that sticks out for me, and this sort of sums up Spud, is obviously he did a lot of work with the defenders. And remember late in my career, I went and played in defence, Bill?
Yeah.
And what was my role as a defender?
Well, you got the ball and you would kick it out from full back, but you'd touch it to your boot. So you got an extra touch.
Well, I'll tell you what, Bill, I'll give you the story. So Spud was doing some work with the defenders, and I got moved to lend it towards the back end of my career as a defender, and he was going to take some spoiling and body work. Mm. So I thought, well, I better go down and learn how to do
you'd
it.
Be good,
well, right? As I'm wandering down, you should have seen Spud. He was just pissing himself laughing. He's, what are you doing, Joey? What do you think you're doing? Yeah. It was almost like he was affronted that someone like me would go down with the men's department in the back line.
Exactly.
And learn how to spoil. And
because you're
how to do
the
body
lingerie
work.
Department well, going into the men's department.
You know, I wear the high fashion through the midfield. Anyway, so we started to try and do this drill, and I'd try and jump up into the punching bag and spoil. And obviously, you know, it wasn't my greatest strength. And Spud was just in stitches and just sledging me. And it all made, he was just, what are you doing, Joey? This, and it just made everyone laugh. Yeah. And in the end, that's why I never did it again, Bill, because I felt embarrassed to go down with the defenders and learn how to spoil and do bodywork.
So you couldn't spoil.
Spud was just giving it to
me. He would have. He would have loved that.
You know, and you just imagine him out on the field cackling, and he had everyone in stitches. And so in the end, I walked away and said, that's it. I'm not doing it ever again, and hence why I never spoiled Bill, because I never learned how to, because Spud would take the piss out of me.
But did you learn how to kick out from full back when you're a little kick to yourself?
That was
and
my job. I was the designated kicker, Bill. That's what I was down there for. I wasn't down there for my spoiling.
You wanted an extra possession. Hey, well done.